you rarely hear anything or anybody or songs talking about religion, God, except for maybe on Sundays. But to watch a man make a song that was so hot that you had to play it on the airwaves.
It's the future!
Down and Distance
on WGNRadio.com.
What's going on, everybody? Yep, we're back. Sorry for the delay. Jared Payton here at Payton Sun, PAYTON1SUN. Sean Davis, SD2 Mics. This is the Dad Podcast Down in Distance here on WGNRadio.com. Big day for Sean and I. February 10th, studio album of Kanye West, The College Dropout, dropped 12 years ago. Starts to really make me feel old. That's when The Rock was The Rock, Sean. Remember? Remember?
Yep. The diamond I thought was going to be forever.
Dude. I thought it was going to be forever, too. Yeah. Forever, ever?
Ever?
But sitting here now and thinking about where we both were in our lives when this album dropped and just the anticipation and where we are and how we listen to it now, it's totally different than back in 2004. Crazy, right? Just to think about it. And you listen to songs, and the one thing that I hear, there's certain songs that just stick with me. The Jesus Walk song, we talked about it today. I think we have to talk about that one first, because you think about hip-hop, you think about the radio, and I told you this. I listen to the radio all the time. WGCI, 92.3. You rarely hear anything or anybody or songs talking about religion, God, except for maybe on Sundays when they're, you know, when a different programming takes over. But to watch a man make a song that was so hot that you had to play it on the airwaves.
It was that impactful. Everybody played it.
Everybody.
Everybody.
I mean, it was everywhere. And then this morning, listening to slow jams and just vibing out. It's gonna be. Wow, this dude, production wise, I mean, he had all hands on deck, which was amazing to me. When you think about it, right, from producing to rapping to everything, I mean, this was all hands on deck. And it was like that first time that the world, like, not just because I was down in the southern part of the United States. So everybody was talking about all these other artists. You know,
you had Trick.
Yeah, Trick.
The Baddest.
Yeah.
She was doing a thing. Miami was starting to blow up.
Jay was hot as ever.
Ross was kind of like bubbling under the surface.
If you were from down there, you definitely knew. But no one really gave Chicago any credit. And I used to fight all the time, talking about Common. All these, I would just talk trash to all of my old teammates.
Yeah.
And when this dropped, it was like, yo.
Told you.
Chicago, we had the hottest rapper in Chicago. It's him. This moment. Don't say anything. This is him. And, you know, I'm a sample head. I love samples. So when I heard all the samples, man, it just took me to a different world. But All Falls Down, played it this morning, felt like first time I heard it.
It was amazing because the previous summer before, it was like a tease. But it was just 8 months before that he was in an accident.
Yes.
And that was the inspiration for Through the Wire.
Wow.
Which was like the first single.
Yeah.
And then after that, it was All Falls Down and the Stacey Dash video.
Ugh.
In first person, nobody had ever shot a video like that.
Crazy.
So the creativity that surrounded this, you know, when it dropped, I was actually in LA getting ready to go to the All-Star game. Shout out to Paul Pierce on that Beverly Hills party too.
Oh, yeah, good time there.
Yeah. But yeah, I was in LA getting ready to go to the All-Star game. Story about that. I was a jerk. This is my Cam Newton moment in my life. Okay.
Uh-huh.
Great seats. Shout out to my connect. Great seats. Second row. And I'm right by the players' tunnel as they come out at Staples. Game is over. Shaquille is the MVP, has a monster game. He's walking, getting ready to go down the tunnel, and he has his shoes off. And I'm eyeballing. I'm like, I'm about to ask this dude for his shoes. So we catch eyes, and I'm like, shoes. And he goes, he catches eyes with me, and he goes to, like, lift his arm. And he sees a kid, like, four seats over in the first row. And he shakes his head and hands it to the kid. And I want, dude, I literally want to throw the kid over. I have to be honest. At that moment.
That was a younger Sean Davis.
I wanted to smash that kid's head. Because all I saw was eBay.
eBay.
That's all I saw.
About to come up
Shaq
on some shoes.
Shoes from the 2004 All-Star Game. eBay. Dollars. I had a two-year-old daughter.
Wow. You're getting old now.
Now she's about to end high school. I went to orientation last night. So it just shows you like how time flies, man. But the impact, as you said it, the impact with her being a musician, and a lot of people will probably hear this and say, oh, my God. Finding out at an early age that she had perfect pitch, could sing, and wanted to write, be a musician and a producer. Kanye West was one of the first people I introduced her to.
That's kind of cool.
Yeah. Yeah, and a lot of people were like, oh, my God, how... For her, when she listens to music, lyrics are one thing. But what she wants to hear is the composition. She breaks down each instrument that's being used, and that's how she hears music. And so definitely, I play her people like that. She's a lover of like 80s and 90s and the vibe and the feel. And so he took you there. That's what I felt like. I felt like this album had the amazing ability to relate to each and every generation in some way. And it's very rare that an artist can do that.
Yeah,
it's very rare that an artist can do that. So, yeah, I definitely applaud the project. For me, for sentimental reasons, I'll take it over anything else he's done. I'm not saying it's the best project he's put out or the best album that he's put out.
Nah.
But for me, for sentimental reasons, yes. I was in L.A. a week and a half before the All-Star Game, so I was there for an extended stay. I had a pre-copy of the album before it dropped, and me and my guy were riding around L.A., in his convertible, playing it. And everybody's looking around like, man, what's that?
Soulful, probably one of my favorites. Probably the one that I listened to the most out of all the albums just because of where I was at that time in my life and what the album meant to me. Being from Chicago and being able to tell people how proud I was, because I always tell people I'm proud to be from Chicago, but I love hip hop, and I always felt like we really never got a fair shake when you go, you know, either down south or to the east or to the west. We're like stuck in the middle. I felt like I never got enough shake, and especially being at Miami.
I still think it's that way.
Yeah, I think so.
And I think Chicago has to do a better job of creating its own media cycle. You go to New York, you know you're going to hit Power 105. You're going to hit Hot 97. You're going to hit Sway.
Mm-hmm.
Right, you go to LA, you're gonna hit Big Boy, you're gonna hit Ryan Seacrest. You have the cycle. Chicago doesn't have that.
No,
artist comes here, he hits GCI, and that's pretty much it.
But you don't have that staple here.
You don't have that
to
staple.
Me, it doesn't make sense because we are one of the biggest markets.
Absolutely.
Why don't we?
Doesn't make sense.
And we have so much music now that's coming out of the city.
You have Chance. BJ, the Chicago Kid, has a fantastic project.
I mean, anything that he's on is just ridiculous.
Yeah. So the talent's here, is being represented. But of course, like Common told you years ago, you have to go elsewhere to make it. And it's sad that that's the case.
Well, I won't forget where I was when I listened to this album for the first time. And I know everybody out there, probably the same thing. If you're a Kanye fan or you're a music fan, you remember where you were. Also, today is the passing of J. Dilla.
Yeah.
So
yeah, I spoke with a guy Fife about that this weekend.
Yeah, so much props to him. He was just instrumental in just, I love samples, like I told you. So listening to every song that he's made, my buddy just released a nice kind of sample of all of his hottest songs and beats on a nice little track for me and sent it to me. So I listened to that all morning, and I've been listening to the College Dropout.
Do yourself a favor. If you love music, Google, YouTube, Fantastic Voyage 1 and 2, Slum Village.
Yes, just do it.
That's all you need to know about J. Dilla.
That's all we need to know. Hey, hope you guys enjoy it. Hit us up on Twitter at Peyton Sun, PAYTON SUN.
Sean Davis, SD2Mikes.
That's how we do it. We want to know what you thought, what's your favorite song from the College Dropout album. all your songs. Maybe give us your top five from the album. And we'll be posting everything on Twitter as always. We love you guys, man. Sean, we need to get off so I can, because if I keep playing this Kanye, we're going to get in trouble. So I can't play it on here. So we got to go. We will be back as always. We were here, now we're gone. Peace.